Isn't Brenda Beth? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is playing that song.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Again for another live episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she keeps shampooing, rinsing, and repeating, until somebody actually physically stops her, Josie Pasatino.
Very nice intro. Thank you very much, Alan. So I am very, 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 very extremely excited to bring you all another Josie Show Special Edition episode. We're very glad of all of you who are joining us tonight live or by archives or wherever you're listening to us at this given moment or whenever. We're very, very excited to bring you an interview with the extremely talented Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., and we'll chat about his career journey so far, his music, upcoming plans. Of course, I will also play some of his outstanding music for you guys all tonight. But before we leave tonight, I also we will all know so much about this very talented artist, and then also after the show, we have some other important deets to tell you guys. So please stay tuned for the whole show. But before we get started, remember, we have 15 special edition episodes and over 200 of our live show episodes on our website, josieshow.com, that you could still hear, and just about all of my over 550 interviews are up there, so check those out from the beginning, from when I was 14 with Katie Cook to now, most current ones. And you can just check those out by going to our website, josieshow.com, and click on the Archives tab to hear any of our past live show episodes. And then click on the Special Editions tab to check out more episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila, Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, and Caroline Cole, and Ray Scott. So it's very, very exciting. Please check out all of those episodes. And now, without any further ado, because I know he is in the house right now, so let me bring on my guest tonight. Everyone, please welcome Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. Woo! Hello.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing amazing. I'm very excited to have you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Well, shoot. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited to find out more about you and play your music, and it's going to be a great night.
Y'all,
sure.
Y'all are up around the Chicago area, right?
Yes.
Wow, it's got to be cold there.
Oh, yeah, you could probably imagine what kind of interesting weather we're having right now.
Yeah, I couldn't fathom that. I can't take that cold weather. How you doing, Josie?
We're doing great. We're handling the weather sort of just fine, kind of. But, you know, all in all, everything is going great. How have you been? Are you doing good?
I'm doing great. We're just staying busy as we can be, luckily. You know, I think the economy might be coming around a little bit, starting to get a few more gigs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
I just left my mama's house, as a matter of fact, about 30 minutes ago, and I told her, an hour ago or so, and I told her I was coming on your show, and I tried to get her logged in, but I had to get home to call you, and I didn't get her logged in, but she was going to listen.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I hope she'll be able to. I mean, we have it on the archives forever, so she can just go on there later if she wants. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm not too computer literate, so it took me a minute to get her going. And but I left her with my father, my stepfather, and he may have got on, but she's going to be listening.
Oh, good, good. That's awesome. It's going to be a really great show. I know she's going to love it. But before we do get started here, I really want to put this great, great guy on the line because I think he's on break at work right now, but he really wanted to call in to talk to you for a sec. So I want to welcome Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country. He's on the line to say hi. Hello, Don Caldwell.
Hey, how are you doing, Josie?
I'm doing great. We have Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. with us. Woo!
Yeah, as Hawk told me, you know, some of us have to work, right, Hawk?
That's it.
That's it. Hey, I just want to tell you thanks for coming on the show, and it was great to meet you and Christy at Legends that night. It was a great show, and it's a pleasure being your friend on Facebook, and I see you're going to be doing the Midnight Jamboree and stuff, so congratulations on that.
Thanks. Thanks, Don, yep. And you are a treat, man. I'm so blessed to have you in my life now, man. You are a really nice guy, and keep it country.
Hey, there you go. Hey, I'm going to let you guys do your interview. Hey, have a great time, Hawk. And I know Christy's listening, and I just want to tell her hi. She's a very, very nice lady. And you guys take care
you.
And have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Okay, you too, brother. Thank you so much, Don.
All right, you take care. And then Josie and Tina, same goes to you. Hopefully you're going to have that birthday party again this year, and maybe we can come up and trudge through the snow
good.
And the ice and come and see you. All right,
that
so you take care.
Thank
have
you.
A great
Thank
show,
you.
Guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas,
you.
Don.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Don. He's from Keeping It Country, a great Facebook group on there, so check it out if you love all country. So please check it out. So that was awesome. I'm so glad that he was able to call in during break. But now I really want to kind of start back at the beginning a bit, if you don't mind. I just, you know, if people don't know this, if people are unaware, you are actually the son of the legendary Miss Jean Shepherd and Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins. So music was pretty much part of your life from the very beginning. So
yes, ma'am. I couldn't help but be born into it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of us that are second generation, like mm-hmm. Bob Luman's daughter and Hank Williams' daughter and George mm-hmm. Jones and Tammy Wynette's daughter and a Farron Young son. We call ourselves the second generation, and we mm-hmm. have some tours and stuff coming up, and I just forgot what I was going to say, but.
That's really
but
cool.
we have that thing going, and but there's only two of us that actually have two parents that, you know, were nationally known, and that would be George mm-hmm. Ed and myself.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing the Midnight Jamboree with Jet Williams on the 28th of December, and I believe Melissa Lumen Phillips and Dean Smith, who is the son of the great Cal Smith, will be on that show also, and a couple others, and this thing's really taken off, and we've got some meetings set up with the Grand Ole Opry about getting a full segment for the second generation on the Grand Ole Opry, and that would be a really, really good thing for us guys that have, you know, struggled after our parents have passed. And
mm-hmm. Wow, you know. That's actually a really great idea to kind of. You know, put that on the Grand Ole Opry, and that the show that you just mentioned, that sounds like it's going to be a really great one.
it will be, and I can't. Sadina Reed, Jerry Reed's daughter, I think, is going to be on the show. I can't remember who all, but I did the Grand Ole Opry. I guess about a week ago Saturday, I played on the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh wow, that's awesome!
It was. It was my mother's, I better not tell you how old she is, but it was her birthday, and it was also her 58th year as a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and
wow.
It was her 47th wedding anniversary to my stepfather, Benny Birchfield.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's
yeah,
so
she asked me if I wanted to sing. And I said, well, shoot, yeah, on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium. What are you talking about? So I did, and, you know, because my daddy and mama both played there, I feel like that it finally made full circle. And, you know, I got to stand on the same stage as my folks, and it really felt good.
Oh, I bet. It was kind of like a little bit of a second home away from home.
It was. You know, when I was a kid, I used to run around them. They only had two dressing rooms back then. So, you know, Porter Wagner and little Jimmy Dickens and all them guys, they was getting mad at us little brats running around there, you know. We call ourselves Opry Brats.
That's a nice name.
Nice. Yeah, we were the Opry Brats, and now we've grown up, and, you know, we're steadily gaining ground as far as playing on the Grand Ole Opry, and I hope we get that gig going.
Oh, absolutely. That was actually going to be one of my questions, you know, from your childhood, being surrounded by legendary musicians or being backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, because both of your, you know, folks were there. So, I mean, it must have been, you know, craziness. You know what I mean?
It was. You know, I've been so truly blessed, you know, to know George and Tammy while they were growing, and you know, to be that little brat. And, I mean, as I got older, you know, when I was probably 10 years old or so, 8 to 12 years old, right in there, I used to go fishing on Center Hill Lake with Porter Wagner, you know, just stuff like that. And the pictures that people send me and the collection that I've got of my mother and my father is really overwhelming. My mother brought George Jones to this town. She bought him some britches and gave him a guitar. And, you know, as a matter of fact, George's final concert was set to be November 22nd, which was the same date as my mama's anniversary on the Grand Ole Opry. And, my mother has a post office box at the Grand Ole Opry that where fans send their mail to without giving out her private address.
Right.
Well, she doesn't check it, but about once a month, and she pulled all this stuff out, and about a week after the passing of George, she found this golden envelope sent to her from George Jones with a personal invitation for George Jones asking my mother to be a special guest on his final concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's really, really something unique, you know.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow, there's so many great, great things, you know, that you have, you know, experienced. And do you remember, you know, can you share with us your earliest memory of making music yourself? I mean, when did you realize that this was what you wanted to do as well?
Well, I started about when I was maybe 16, 17 years old. I was, you know, in high school, and all my buddies were rock and rollers. We were doing the ZZ Top, Def Leppard, you know, early 80 things or late 70 things. And then I had a couple children during this time. We were, you know, local rock band, you know. And then once I had the children, you know, settled down, had to start going to work and stuff because it wasn't supporting us. And then I was about 25 years old, and I started playing some of this. Well, I probably wasn't that old, maybe 23. Started playing some of this Merle Haggard and some of this George Strait stuff, and realized, see, I was just a lead guitar player in my rock band, but I realized at about that moment, man, I can really sing this country stuff. So I started probably between 23 and 25, I started honing my craft towards being an artist, and a couple years later, I started meeting all these second generation guys and people that are related into the music business, and I started writing songs. Instead of trying to write that rock and roll stuff, I started writing country music, and I wound up with a catalog of over 500 songs. I've written for John Anderson. I'm one of only three or four people ever to get to write for the great Harlan Howard. And wrote for some more publishing companies, and have built myself a catalog. I've had a Hank Williams Jr. cut, Davis Daniel, Ronnie McDowell, Johnny Lee, just some major stuff, but nothing that's going to take me over the top yet, you know.
Right, right. But wow, that is so cool. And I find it so funny that you actually originally started in a rock band and then kind of, you know, country just pulled you right in and you can't stop.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, see, Mama was gone all the time, you know, when I was a kid. And I had a lady named Kay Helfrich who was my other mama. She was kind of my nanny that lived with us. And I guess she worked for my mother for 40 years. And Mama was gone a lot, of course, and Hawk had passed. And so I didn't really get any guidance into the country music. I was just doing my own thing as a young kid, and it just took me a while to realize, you know, where my heart was really at.
Absolutely. Eventually, it'll find you. It will. Eventually.
And just like being on the opera, it all made full circle. It all comes back around.
That's so crazy. But wow, I'm so glad it did, because you are an amazing country singer. And you know, I know that your mom and dad's music is a big influence on you, but who would you say, you know, do you have any other bigger musical influences that you looked up to? Do you have any who are you a fan of?
Oh, Merle Haggard. I mean, I love that honky tonk, you know, that honky tonk piano, that Bakersfield style. George Strait was a big influence for me. Keith Whitley. I met Keith Whitley a couple times, and he was really super nice. I mean, he gave me advice, and he was just hitting his stride. And of course, my folks. Now, my mama, they call her the heroine of the honky tonk. She was the first lady. If you want to go into some history, she had a song in 1955. It was called The Dear John Letter. Was number one song in country music for 22 weeks, and that's pretty amazing. And
that is amazing.
That's what got her in the door. And when my father got killed on the plane, he had the number one song in the country at the time, and that song is called Lonesome 77203. And it stayed number one for 4 weeks. It was Hawk's first number one song. His only number one, of course. But,
wow.
You know, to have that is truly special.
That is very, very special. Wow. That is amazing.
Here's another little tidbit for you, Josie. Marty Robbins and Don Gibson, Harlan Howard, they were my father's best friends.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy named my older brother Don Robin after Don Gibson and Marty Robbins. Well,
oh, wow.
My daddy had passed a month before I was born, and my mother was 8 months pregnant with me, and she was going to come off the road. She was going to quit singing and everything to raise us, and Marty Robbins came to my mother and said, "Gene, will you do one more album? I've written some songs that I think you need to record before you quit." Well, okay. Mama said okay to Marty, and my mother put out a song. It went to number 22 in the country, and it was called Two Little Boys. It's a song about two kids and their mother losing their father, and it went to number 22 in the country. Well, Marty Robbins had went down to BMI and signed me and my brother Don up as the writers on this song.
Aww.
You know, he established us with BMI, and they recorded the song, put it out as a single, went to number 22, and I wasn't even a year old, and I had a top 25 record.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So, it is. I guess you could say I've been writing my whole life, because I do have a credit from 1964.
Exactly. Wow, that is so cool. Technically, yeah. That is so awesome.
Yeah. I still get a little check from it every now and then.
See, there you go. That's the way to do it. Wow, that is fun. Wow, that is so cool. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to mention, you did a great performance recently on Second Generations, and I wanted to mention this because I've seen it, and you were truly awesome. Can you tell everyone that didn't get to see it what that was all about and how much that must have meant to you?
Oh, it was. There is still yet so many of us that are kids of the legends. And to get together with Charlie Rich Jr., you know, to get together with Georgette Jones and all of these people, Archie Campbell's son, you know, there's so many of us. And for all of us to come into a place like that, such a setting with a great band, mm-hmm. and to be able to share what each other has done over our lifetime. And also, you know, Bill Anderson hosted, and there's other stars that are sitting around, our peers that are sitting mm-hmm. around. You know, these people knew our parents, and they're sitting there listening to their friends' kids play, and it's so emotional to them, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that their friends have passed on, and here they are looking at their children. It's really, truly a special thing.
Wow. It was such a special thing. And, you know, I believe that I seen your mom there too, right?
She was there.
Yeah, you could just, you know, you could just see her watching and feeling so proud.
Yeah, well, she looked pretty mean to me, Ellen, but I don't know. You know, and she's the one. She's the one. If she's around, I choke up.
Right.
You know, she's the one that I need to be everything perfect for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not, she'll let me hear about it.
Well, you did great, so no worries there.
Well, thank you, darling.
Yes, and I bet that was a great moment for her, too, to kind of see you, you know, just doing your thing.
It was. You know, I've shared the stage with Mama a lot, but that truly was special. And the other night when we were at the Grand Ole Opry on her 58th anniversary, for me to walk out and hand her them roses, the crowd went, oh, you know, and it was truly a special moment for me. I took a big, long mental picture of the stained glass in the back of the Church of the Ryman and the mm-hmm. balcony, and it was truly amazing, and I'm truly blessed.
That is amazing. I can just imagine. I would be one of those people that are like, ah, right there.
Yeah, not a lot of people get to play on that stage, you know.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's really true. I mean, you know, I've talked to countless, you know, artists kind of, you know, starting out or, you know, have been doing this for a long time that, you know, it's just you have to kind of get in there, and, you know, the right time, the right place. I mean, I don't even know how to get on there, let's be honest. But, I mean, it's very rare to get on there. And if you had that opportunity, that's just incredible, you know. That's so cool.
I played at the new Grand Ole Opry, the one over off Riley Parkway here in Nashville, and that was at my mother's 50th anniversary of being on the Opry. I'm sorry. It was the 50th anniversary of the crash of the plane that took my mm-hmm. daddy, and they invited me to come play, and I did. And this time, it just so happened it was Mama's anniversary, and I went back there and took her some flowers and stuff, and she said, honey, do you want to sing? You know,
wow.
I did, so yeah, it was a really, really great feeling.
Absolutely. Can't miss that opportunity. That was a good thing. I would have been like, yep, sure. Just point me to the direction of the mic. I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's funny. Aw, that's cute. I love it. And I absolutely just love your music, I have to say. You're just a fantastic, fantastic artist all around. And I know people are like, come on, let's play that music. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now?
Well, as a matter of fact, I may be signing a record deal with Showbiz International here soon. Maybe coming out with a new CD. But I've got two CDs out that they're not on a major label, but you can purchase them by going through PayPal. Go to Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. .com through PayPal, and you can order CDs, and they get sent out. And that's pretty much it on that.
Awesome. So it's very, very easy, everyone, so please make sure you do that. And I'll also post how you can do it on, you know, my pages so, you know, you don't get messed up, because I know, you know, it gets a little confusing, but we'll try to figure it out for you. And I want to play the first song that we have tonight called Boy What a Girl. And I would love to play that. And then when we get back, I would love you to just let us know, you know, what inspired that song and what that song's about, okay? Right after we play.
Okay, darn.
All right. No problem. My pleasure. Let's play it right now. Boy, What a Girl by Hawk the Hawkins Jr. Be right back.
Well, I guess that they can just call me one lucky guy. 'Cause I wake up each morning with her in my life. Things couldn't get any brighter, 'cause I'm right here beside her. I'm her everything, she's my world. Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Yes, sir, she's my lady and she makes me proud. There's a special way about her that makes me stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. No matter what, she always seems to understand. When I fall short of what she's needing in her man, there ain't no comparing. She just keeps on caring. What a sight to see in her blue jeans and her curls. Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Yes, sir, she's my lady and she makes me proud. There's a special way about her that makes me stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. There's a special way about her that makes me stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman.
Love it. That was Boy, What a Girl by Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And we're back right now. Can you please tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you? Love it.
Yeah, that song I wrote with a friend of mine named Aaron Boswell. He was on Curb Records for a little while. And Aaron and I wrote probably, 100 songs or so or better. And he just said that one day. Boy, what a girl. This girl walked by and he said, boy, what a girl. I said, we ought to write that. We went home and wrote it. We ended up writing 4 songs that day, which
oh, wow.
three of those four songs went on my CD, which I recorded the very next morning after writing those three songs. So those were really, really fresh going in, and I didn't know really how to produce them, you know, but we did it, and we pulled it off, and I'm really proud of that song. But truth be known, I wrote that song prematurely before I met the love of my life, and her name's Christy, who I just asked to marry me last weekend in Gatlinburg.
Aw, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know you guys are going to be so happy.
We will be. She's wonderful.
Aw, That's so cool. And here's the song that you could sing to her every now and then. There you go.
That's it. That's it. She always, yeah, that's the one she always reverts back to for sure.
Yes. Awesome. I love that. I love that. And also, I know fans are going to be wanting to talk with you or keep up with your latest news. So do you have any links to any websites or social networking sites where people can get to you?
Oh, my God. I need to let you talk to Christy about this. I know,
right.
I know that you, I'm on YouTube. There's 7 or 8 videos of me on YouTube, this being one of them. Boy, what a girl is on the second generation. And I do have a webpage. It's Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. On Facebook. You can go there. I do not have a webpage that I know of. I mean, I probably do, but I just don't know about it. I'm not very computer literate.
No problem. No problem. We actually... we'll also post those links after the show for everybody just to click it and go to the Facebook page and the YouTube page. We'll post all those links after the show. No problem.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great, Dawn. Thank
yeah.
you.
Anytime, anytime. Anytime to make people's lives easier. We'll do that. Just a click
yeah.
away. Awesome, awesome. And also, you know, I know Don mentioned a little bit kind of before that he actually met you. You were performing with Mike Styler, who has been on our show maybe a couple times, actually. And you guys performed at Legends in Nashville in November, and I believe you came and performed a bit as well. And we were actually in Nashville. We were at the CMAs and doing some other stuff, and I really wish we could have seen you guys. But, you know, do you have any other upcoming performances planned yet where, you know, everyone could see you? Can you share that with us?
Well, I've got the Jamboree, the Midnight Jamboree, right after the Grand Ole Opry on December 28th. I'll be doing that with Jet Williams, Melissa Lumen, I think, and Dean Smith, Cal Smith's son. They've got they just had one where Farron Young's son and there's a couple of them that went on and played like last weekend, and then they're going to do another issue of us on December 28th. And I'm thinking we might get a monthly gig down there on, you know, it's WSM 650 AM. It starts at midnight Central Time, and it's an hour and a half show. I've got some upcoming gigs in Texas. I've got a couple in, I don't know the names or the venues or anything, right? Don't have
right.
it in front of me, but Northern Arkansas and Missouri, down a little south of Branson, I believe, is where we're going. I just did the Scandinavian Country Music Festival in Sweden this
wow.
summer, which was really, yeah, that was really cool. I was a headlining act. There was like 30 acts. It was an all-weekend event, and Sweden is so wonderful. It was just unbelievable, the love that they have for country music over there. And, boy, I felt like Elvis when I was up on that stage. They were screaming. And
that's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that must have been really cool to kind of, you know, go all the way that way to Sweden. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And to get paid to do it.
See, that's a plus, too. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they paid me to do it. I was loving life.
You were. Wow. That is really cool. Get to have fun in Sweden.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. And I know people are going to be wondering this themselves. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us? Anything as of right now?
I do. Other than those gigs, I've got a management deal, and I'm working with a not sure of the name. I'm pretty sure it's Showbiz International. Just got the contract the other day, and they're mm-hmm. asking me to record an album. So we might be recording an album here within the next year or so.
Perfect. You know, I'm very excited to hear about that because I'm a fan, and I'm very excited for new music. Just saying.
Well, thanks, Carlin. Thanks. You're so kind.
Oh, it's true. It's no problem at all. We are very, very excited about that, for sure. And you know, when that comes out, please let us know. We'd love to promote it. I mean, we can get you back on for an update show, whatever you'd like. That'd be really cool.
That'd be great. I'll put that in Christy's hands. She takes care of all that for me.
Love it. Thank you, Christy. Thank you. That's awesome. And, you know, another question before we actually get to some fun questions to get to know you a little bit better. We also have another song of yours. So we still got some really cool stuff ahead of us. But what is one thing that you learned while being surrounded by the music business that you could share with those just starting out? Any kind of advice or tips that you can give the new artist?
Oh my goodness. Girl, mm-hmm. I could go on about this for days. I used to play down on Broadway at Tootsie's and Legends and Roberts and down on Printer's Alley. I played all the time, but it never paid anything. You know, I would end up with a bar tab bigger than what they're paying me, and and that wasn't good. But being down there, I saw so many people coming to town to try to make it in the music business. And I would see those people a month later, and they're living in their cars.
Right.
There is so much talent in this town on every corner. I'm not trying to sound discouraging or anything, but I would try to make a contact with a legitimate person to try to further things, because if you're coming to Nashville without knowing anything about it, you know, it's turned a lot of people away in a bad kind of way, and I've seen a lot of that. And I don't know. I've been fortunate to have folks, you know, that have introduced me to people. But I would say don't come if you don't have somebody that's willing to do something for you. It's a tough gig, really, really tough gig. And like I said, there's 52, maybe 50 number one country songs a year if you're a writer. Well, that's 50 songs. Well, there's 15,000 songwriters in this town that probably write 10 songs a month.
That's,
you know, so you do the multiplication there. There's billions or millions of songs that are written here weekly. And just to get one of those 50 or, you know, even a top 20, you know, the odds are very slim, and I'm not trying to sound discouraging to anybody. Just my advice is it's a tough gig, so if you're coming, be ready. You know, if you can come and bring a couple really good demos that you've got of some really good songs, and you can have an appointment with a couple publishing companies or record labels, I would try to approach it that way.
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. It is. It's, you know, it's difficult, but, man, when you get there, you get to enjoy what you're, you know, doing. And, I mean, it's not a bad gig when you think about it. I mean, you enjoy what you're doing, and then you're putting out great music for the fans, too, you know?
That's true. But, you know, you got to realize this, too. If you come and you got kids, and then you hit, and you got kids at home, and they put you on the road, then you're going to lose a lot of time with family. There's just a lot of intangibles that I think, you know, you should really think about if you're coming to town. My advice would be just make sure that you're ready.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. That's the most important thing. You got to have a plan.
That's right.
Yes, and that's with, you know, going into any venture. I mean, you have to always have that plan there. And so, yeah,
sure,
that's
sure.
good advice. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
Absolutely, do that, please. Be prepared. And I have some fun questions for you if you're ready to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
Things you can't find on Google.
Sure, bring it on, darling.
All right, these are things you can't find on Google about Hawkstar Hawkins Jr. All right, so can you share with us one of your greatest performance memories that you've had so far? Have you ever had a great moment while performing?
Well, I have, and I would say that playing on the stage of the new Grand Ole Opry on the anniversary of my father's death would be up there, of course. And then just a couple weeks ago when I shared the stage with my mother on the stage of the old Ryman Auditorium, those two moments have to stick out more than any in my life. I opened a show for Marshall Tucker. Up in Hayward, Wisconsin, I guess would have to be up there. I guess headlining that big show over in Scandinavia in Sweden, that had to be way up there. You know, but there are some songwriters venues. One of them being the Floribama down in Mobile, Alabama, Gulf Shores, Alabama, that they have these intimate settings to where you can. There's like three performers on stage. You can't talk, and it gets real intimate. And there's producers and big
wow.
people that come and listen to that. And the applause is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you feel like $1 million. You know, little stuff like that. I would rather sit around with a group of my friends
mm-hmm.
and just sing to them. I guess those moments to me are the most special ones, you know. But I love singing and performing. So anytime I can sing for people, I love it. I love the conversation when I'm signing autographs and stuff. I love the stories that I get from my mother. I saw your mother in Newark, New Jersey in 1980, you know, just little things like that. I love hearing all that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, that must be really, really cool to kind of hear someone say, you know, hey, I've met your mom before, you know.
Oh, yeah. And here's one that I get a lot. I mean a lot. I used to play for your mama, or I used to play for your daddy. You know, and if everybody that told me that played for my mama and my daddy, they've been through over probably 20,000 musicians in their life.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and some of them probably maybe played in a house band that backed my mom and dad years ago or something. You know, I'm not saying that. You know, they're lying to me. I'm just saying, wow.
Right.
That's an awful lot of musicians.
Yeah. That's a lot. Wow.
Yes,
that's very cool, though, hearing those stories.
It is. It's very cool. And sometimes you'll get a guy that or a girl, lady, that you'll know has really been there, because she'll drop a few names and a few circumstances that I have heard from my mom, you know, stuff like that. It's really cool.
That is very, very neat. Well, that was an easy question, because you've had a lot of great highlights and a lot of great moments.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Yeah. And here's another fun question for you. What song of yours are you most proud of, and why?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I've got 500 to choose from. I'll tell you, I don't know which one that you've got coming up, but you know, I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He has been so good to me. I have four beautiful children that, you know, they just rock my world. So I'm truly, truly blessed. And I wrote a song, and it's called "The Road of Life." And I don't know if that's the one that you've got queued up next.
Yep.
But
we did.
I wrote this song with Wayne Kemp, who wrote "The Fireman," "Love Bug," "Leave This World Loving You," and all that. I wrote that with his son. He's one of my best friends. His name is Robert Kemp, and I've written probably 70 or 80 songs with this guy. And we wrote this thing. You can take it two ways. You can take it as it being from our Lord and Savior, or you could take it from being a woman. And the harmony on it and stuff is really cool. And I pitched it to Josh Turner.
Wow.
I pitched it to a couple guys, but I hadn't got any hits on it yet. But that would probably be the one. There's a couple love songs that I'm really proud of. That, you know, that has special meaning to me. You know, this "Boy What a Girl," which I prematurely wrote about my girlfriend Christy, is one that's really special too. I've got a new one that I wrote with a guy named David Lowe. He wrote "The Tin Man" for Kenny Chesney, and it's called "Where Would We Be." I didn't get to send that one to you, but it's going to be on my next CD if I get to record it. And it stands out as a really, really special song to me also.
That's really cool. I'll have to hear that one. For sure.
Well, if it gets on my next CD, I promise you I will send it to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so, so much. I'm very excited to hear it. And, you know, I love your music, so I'm very, very excited. And I think this would actually be a very perfect time to play The Road of Life, the one that you just mentioned. And I would love to play that because we have it right now, right here, queued up. So let's do it, okay?
All right, darling.
All right. Perfect segue. Let's do it. The Road of Life. Check it out.
I was confused. I didn't know which way to turn till I found you. And now there's so much I have learned. I was lost, but now I can see the light. Won't you walk with me down the road of life? Walk with me,
walk with
down the road of life. I need your love. I need you by my side. With you I know the path that we take will be right. If you walk with me down the road. It's hard to know which way to go, what path to take. That's why I need you so. Won't you help me side and hand in hand we'll walk down the road of life. Walk with me down the road of life. I need your love. I need you by my side. With you I know the path that we take will be right. If you walk with me down the road of life. I know the path that we take will be right if you walk with me down the road of life.
And that was The Road of Life by Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And another fun question here for you. Do you have a specific item that you carry with you for good luck to performances or a ritual that you do before you go on stage?
You know, that's a good question. I had a hat one time that I would not go on stage without wearing because I just thought it made me look so cool. But Through the years, it went from white to tan to brown, and
<Right.
laughs> I finally had to give it up. But other than that, I do have a guitar strap that I always use, and I've also got I've got my show guitar, which I play on stage, which isn't as much to me as my old Epiphone. I have an old Epiphone guitar that I've actually broke the neck completely off of and fixed it myself, and that is my favorite guitar of all times, and that's what the guitar that I ride on. And but other than that, no, that would probably be about it.
Awesome, and poor guitar, it's poor neck.
oh, I know, but you know this guitar. Have you seen Willie Nelson's guitar? He's played it so much that he's worn a hole in the body.
Yes.
Well, this guitar is similar in that kind of way because I can just throw it around, and it doesn't matter to that guitar. That guitar still loves me as much as I love it.
Oh, absolutely. That's all that matters.
That's it.
Absolutely. Well, that's really, really cool. And another, you know, fun question, because I know that you do write your own songs, whether it be, you know, yourself or, you know, with somebody. But do you ever have to, like, you know, censor yourself when writing? For example, have you ever, you know, written something and went back a few times and thought to yourself, maybe not? Have you ever had to, you know, go back and be like,
I've probably got a 500 song catalog, and I've probably got 2,000 songs that I have never finished.
Oh wow, really?
Yes, I'll go back. I mean, some, and I don't know how to say it without saying the word. There's songs that you can just tell that aren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've got a briefcase full of those, and then I've got a briefcase full of titles and verses and choruses that I think really have a lot of potential, but being so busy all the time, I can't get back to them a lot of the times.
Yeah,
sometimes you can write a song in 3 minutes. Sometimes it just comes magically, and within 5 minutes you've got a song. And then sometimes there are those songs that will last even 10 years. Wayne Kemp wrote The Fireman. 17 years later, it got recorded. You know, it's just
it's really a
weird thing.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But one of these days, you're gonna now go back and be like, let me see which one.
Yeah. When I can find. See, I'm still getting titles and hooks for songs, and I'm still writing those down. But in the same time, when I'm doing that, if I'm not catching up on the ones that I thought of years ago, I'm still not gaining on it. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Well, I guess that's what happens when you have, you know, you've written such great, great songs, but also you have tons more. And it's probably really hard to figure out which ones you want to, you know, put on a CD or which ones you want, you know, where. It's probably really hard to pick and choose.
Yeah, it is. And the guys that I write with a lot of the times, they have such great songs also that have never been recorded. Now, some of the guys that I write with are major writers and stuff, but some of them have songs that have never been recorded by an artist, and these are songs that I truly believe in and love, and there's going to be three or four when I get to cut this next CD that I'm going to, though they won't be songs that I've written, but they'll be great songs that I know that are hit songs later down the line.
Absolutely. Wow, that's really, really cool. I love that. Well, I'm very excited. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I'm very, very excited to check out what you have up your sleeve and new things, and I would love to promote and, you know, do whatever you'd like. That would be really, really cool, because I believe.
Well,
I believe in you.
Thank you so
I believe.
Much. Thank you, darling. I could use it.
Yes, I believe. And we have another song here before we get cut off, run out of time. But I really want to play Opposites Attract, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Okay, darling.
All right, here we go. Opposites Attract. Be right back.
There's a left and a right and a right and a wrong, a good and a bad and a bad to the bone. Daytime and night, darkness and light, she's next to me but she's out of sight. Opposites attract, I guess, when I'm at my worst, she's at her best. Like a man and a woman, a dog and a cat, that's right where we're at. We're like a pair of magnets placed front to back. Opposites attract. Well, I'm from the country, she's from the city. I'm kinda slow, she's pretty witty. I like beer, she likes champagne. She's my sunshine when I'm in the rain. Opposites attract, I guess, when I'm at my worst, she's at her best. Like a man and a woman, a dog and a cat, that's right where we're at. We're like a pair of magnets placed front to back. Cause opposites attract. Well, I head east and she goes west, but we always meet in the middle. And when it comes down to the band, I like the steel and she likes the fiddle. Opposites attract, I guess. When I'm at my worst, she's at her best. Like a man and a woman, a dog and a cat. That's right where we're at. We're like a pair of magnets placed front to back. Opposites attract. We're like a pair of magnets placed front to back. Opposites attract.
So catchy. That was Opposites Attract by Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And I just want to thank you so, so much for sending us your songs. We really appreciate it and had so much fun listening to them again on the show. We really appreciate it. We love
you. You're more than welcome, darling. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. But before we go, is there anything else that you would like to share with my listeners? Any last words? Well, that sounds a little creepy, but any words you'd like to say to our listeners?
Yeah. Now, I hope I don't die tonight.
No,
y'all just, all of this should go out to Josie for putting me on here. You know, this is great. I'll do this for you anytime. I'd like to throw a special shout out, of course, to Don Caldwell and my fiance, Christy Powell. And call me anytime. You've got my number, girl, and I'll do it again anytime you could use me.
I would love that. Thank you so, so much. And please give us, you know, give Christy a big hug from us for, you know, helping us out here, you know, getting everything to us. Thank you so, so much to both of you for coming on the show and having fun. I loved it.
God bless you, and hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
God bless. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so, so much once again for coming on. We'll have you back. Don't worry.
You're very welcome. God bless everybody. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. loved it. I had so much fun talking with the wonderful Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And I really quick, once again, I just want to apologize for the, you know, snow troubles that we're having, where we've been having some techie difficulties. But it will be on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll post. It's right on the Josie Show, you know, josieshow.com. You could hear it, you know, in the archives. Maybe an hour after the show airs live, it'll be up there. Still tonight, and we'll be up there forever and ever until I'm like 92 or something like that along those lines. So it'll come off at 92. But absolutely, so please make sure you check that out. And I'll give you guys the links for the Blog Talk Radio. If you can't hear it on josieshow.com because there's some techie difficulties, we'll give you that link as well. I believe I have it on my Facebook anyway. So, we could post it again. No problemo. But I just want to once again thank you so, so much, Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., for coming on. And also thank you so much to Don Caldwell, who actually hooked us up to get the wonderful Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And I'm also so glad that he was able to call in. I know he's working, so it was very crazy that he called in. You know, it was just amazing. I'm so, so thankful that you did. And also, I want to talk a little bit about the VIP members. So I really want to kind of toss the mic on here to my producer, my wonderful, amazing, amazing, amazing producer, Tina Marie. Woo! I don't know.
Well, thank you. That was a very nice introduction. Wow.
Anytime. If I knew how to yodel, I would yodel for you. Because,
see. That's wonderful.
See. Here. I've been practicing, actually. Well, actually, I still only know that one part, but it's okay. So, yodel. That's all I know.
That's all you know?
That's all I know. I can't do the rest. But you know I can.
I get the idea.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about our VIP members.
Yeah, what's been up with them?
Well, we've got some stuff, so we always have some stuff for them. All right, so here's the deal. If you go to josieshow.com and you click on the VIP membership tab, you will find our six VIP members. First, Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Keep in mind, all of these artists have their music played on Country Blast Radio every day. And you can find each and every one of them on Facebook as well. Just go in the search bar, type in your name, and you can hit their like pages and their personal pages and chat away. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can find me at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs can be found at WayneJacobs.co.co. Brad Howard. Find him at Facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or ReverbNation.com/Brad Howard. Rick Seaman. You can find him at Facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3. Make sure that you got the right person there. Next, Vince Anthony. You can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. And when you go ahead and you check his Facebook page, he's got a brand new music page, so make sure you tell him some, give him a like and say hello on there. And he's also got his CD as well as individual downloads available on CD Baby now as well, so you can catch him there. So make sure you check out their websites or check out their Facebook pages. Find out all the latest of what they have going on, where they're performing. If you forget their names or forget their links, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will see their clickable links right there. You'll see their pictures, and it'll take you right to where they are. Now, if you're an artist and you would like to be a VIP member, again, same place. Just click the VIP membership tab on josieshow.com, and it tells you how to sign up. It takes about 2 seconds to sign up, and then you get member benefits for an entire year for both the Josie Show, Josie Show Special Edition, and Country Blast Radio. All right, Joe, we're going to turn this back over to you.
Thank you very, very much. Now, some upcoming shows. Remember, on December 20th will be our Christmas show, and we'll dedicate that to the victims of the November tornadoes. And our New Year's show, which will be on December 27th, will be dedicated to the Journey to Gold show and my show segment, The Dream Quest Challenge. The Journey to Gold show owner, CJ, will join me along with our finalists and Dream Quest Challenge winners. So remember, you can tune in to those two and all of my shows at josieshow.com. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in tonight, and I'll see you guys right back here on Friday for our live Josie Show. And remember, my parting words, always on the special editions, remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey. Good night, everyone. Mwah! Thank you so much, Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., for joining us on another special edition. And thank you all, the fans, for listening. And we'll chat with you guys again. Mwah! Good night.